All right, welcome everybody. January 18th, 2016, Martin Luther King. So welcome to being an entrepreneur working on your day off. If you're salaried, you're probably in your office closed. Who knows? This is Pat Williams talking to you from Palm Beach, Florida. This is our monthly forum call with the Institute for Life Coach Trainer, what I like to call Chats with Pat. And thank you for those of you who have signed up and those of you listening to the recording. What we're going to talk about today, as we advertised in the class, is a coaching aim or communication tools called Points of You, Y-O-U, and how that help us in coaching work people's points of view, V-I-E-W. So at any time you can, somebody say something. Yeah, due to the weather and winds coming in for the nor'easter, we've had difficult connections today, but it should be okay.
Pat, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Your connection is actually worse. I'm thinking maybe you should do the landline and we can start this over.
All right. Hang up.
I'm having a terrible time. You're going in and out. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know what the deal is. I've had this trouble with my cell phone on 3 calls today, and I don't understand it because it says I have 5 bars plus. But anyway, here we go. Pat Williams again, calling from Northern Florida. This is our monthly forum with the Institute for Life Coach Training. Today's call is about the coaching game and other communication tools from Points of You, Y-O-U, which is a trademark, a coaching company that was begun, or actually a communication company that was started in Israel in 2008. And I'm going to tell you about that company. So I want to tell you a little story. The reason I had this call, I've got a workshop coming up you might be interested in, and in the coming year I might be able to do an online class about this. But the difficulty with an online class is that the tools I'm going to speak of need to be in your possession. So you might want to consider, after today's call, getting copies of this game to use with your clients. So let me tell you why I think it's important and why it's fun. So 9 years ago in a conference that I went to in Missouri called Conversation Among Masters, I'm one of the founding members of CAM, which is mostly master coaches or people who are masters in other professions such as music or arts or music or theater, whatever. We had a conference with a few, just 150 people is all that ever comes to that workshop. And there was a booth there from a company out of Israel called Points of View. And I bought the game. It's called the coaching game. I will tell you right now, it's more than a game. It's a communication tool. But it is a beautiful kit that comes in a burlap bag unwrapped. It's got 65 professionally done photographic cards in a card deck, a book that goes with it with stories and quotes, client goal sheet, and a layout chart for different ways of using it. That's just the beginning. So here's the point of my story that's important and why I'm excited about doing this call. 9 years, 8 years actually, that game sat on my shelf, that card deck sat on my shelf, 3 feet from my coaching calls on any given day. And I kept having every intention to use it, kind of like I do learning Spanish. I've had software for years and have never learned it, but, you know, it's there. lo siento, that's all I can say. But I had this game, and I'm not a person who likes manuals. Sorry, somebody's talking in the background. If you could please mute your phone or cover your phone. I'm not a person who likes to read manuals, and one day I got an email from one of the founders of Points of View introducing themselves to me. They knew I'd bought the game because they had it in their records, and they wanted to know if I'd be interested in becoming a certified trainer they'd heard of my books, they'd heard of ILCT, they knew my reputation. So they invited me to Israel to a six-day training as well as a six-month online training course to become certified in points of view. Now, I was excited about that, and they didn't pay me a fee, but they paid my way. So it was a win-win. I went to Israel for 6 days. I took the training at a discounted rate. So what I'm talking to you about today is a fabulous opportunity, and I don't mean this to sound like a sales pitch because it's not. It's an opportunity for you to consider a new toolbox that can work with your clients and still maintain coaching modality of asking powerful questions and kind of staying out of the way and listening with intent and being curious about what's up for the client. Whenever you're looking for something new, whether it be corporate boards of directors or local entrepreneurs or kids in the high school or junior high, and we'll talk about this, this deck is a fabulous use of that. And then there's a second deck called Punctum that I'll talk about later on. If any of you are near your computer and you can go to pointsofview.com with a hyphen between each word, so it'd be points, P-O-I-N-T-S, hyphen, of, O-F, hyphen, Y-O-U.com. If you can't do that now, do it later. You can read all about the history of the game and so on and so forth. But if you get interested in it, don't buy from that site because you'll have to pay shipping from Israel. My website at drpatwilliams.com, I am a representative of the United States of their tools. Now, all that being said, if you had one copy of this toolkit in your possession, you could use it with individual clients. You could use it with groups of people locally, companies that you might have your foot in the door with. And here's the important part. Forget the game. Forget what it does right now. The point of it, called points of view, is a play on words because we also work with our clients on points of view. We are giving them, as we teach in our classes, different points of view, different perceptions, a 30,000-foot helicopter view, a microscopic view, a macroscopic view. Our goal as a coach is to help people look at things a new way and think what they've not thought and see things in a way they've not seen it and to hear things in a way they've not heard it. So the coaching tools with points of view offer this to people. The number one experience that comes with these tools are pause, P-A-U-S-E. You could call it a timeout, but it's pause. Every training, every experience that we do as trainers starts with a 4 to 7 minute musical pause. We use music. It can have lyrics. It can be instrumental only. But when we're doing a workshop, which I have coming up in March, we take a pause. It's a time to check out with yourself and see how you're feeling. So even though you couldn't do that with a client over the phone necessarily, although you really could because you could both click on the same YouTube video, listen to the music, and then come back to the coaching call, it's especially powerful live and in person. So the number one tool that comes from the points of view card deck is a pause. And then the second one is the ability to expand people's points of view. In every situation, there are countless points of view. The challenge is to observe life or work issues from different perspectives. And I'll tell you a real quick story. I put this in an article that I published on ILCT's site not long ago. When I was 13 years old and I was pretty close to getting my Eagle Scout badge in Kansas, I was at a park with 50 or so other scouts from our troop, Boy Scout troop. And we were having this great little picnic and nice sunny day in the summer. And all of a sudden this car comes screeching around the corner and you hear this brakes go on and gunshots and the door opens and a body falls out and there's more gunshots, we thought. And then they speed off. And we're going, oh, my God. So we're all sitting there wondering what the heck. And then these police officers show up, round us up into groups of five or six people, and take our notes of what we witnessed. What color was the car? How many shots were fired? What did we see? What did we notice? What did we hear? And I got to tell you, to this day, I still remember after they told us it was all made up. It was a fake experience. Nobody was hurt. It wasn't really a shooting. But we had 50-some people with at least 25 different points of view. The car was red. The car was green. The car was beige. The person was shot 6 times. The gun went off 2 times. It came from the right. It came from the left. It actually made me think, because my brother and my father and my cousin are all lawyers, it made me think, how do you ever get an eyewitness to be valid? Because we're all eyewitnesses and we have 30 different points of view out of 50 different people. But that notwithstanding, I think in today's communication effort that we do with our clients and that we want them to do with their family and those they work with, to get different points of view, to understand that opinions are not the truth, they're just a point of view. Somebody's theory, somebody's rule, it's just a point of view. So this card game is a different way to intuitively expand people's points of view in a non-judgmental way. It's not anything that's psychologically deep. The cards don't have real answers. There's no right way that you should experience each photograph. So it gets to the right brain, left brain sort of connection that we want when people are thinking with their whole brain. So the third thing that happens with these card decks and an experience that people have is connect. People communicate in an authentic, intimate, and non-judgmental manner with family or friends or employees or clients, but most importantly, with themselves. They get new insights, new ahas, new perspectives of some new way of thinking and viewing what's up for them currently. And then lastly, there's an expanded focus. The focus of the thinking that you have when you pick these photographic cards is to formulate new insights and define actions for the future. Now, that's what coaching is meant to do, right? Coach, if you look at all those four things, pause, expand, connect, and focus, that's what we hope to do in every coaching conversation. So all I'm introducing you to today is a new way to play it with this coaching game or communication photographic card deck that can be used phenomenally with individual clients and with groups of people with a corporate setting or a healthcare setting or family setting. The sky's the limit. There's really no limit to how this can be used, except you have to be over the age of 8 or 9, I think. Now, all that being said, I want to tell you that the reason I don't like to call it the coaching game is because it's more than a game. It's fun to play with it, so maybe that's why. But it's a game with meaning. It's a game with intuitive insight. I'm doing a training coming up March 12th in St. Augustine, Florida, if anybody's interested, for one day to become trained in how to use this game and get much more that goes beyond the basics. And if you can't fly in and be part of that one day and enjoy the Florida coast the rest of your time, then stay in touch because there may be an opportunity to learn this online in the future. The experience will be a little different, but if you were to, look at my website at drpatwilliams.com and click on the points of view, you might begin to see how this could be used with your clients. So let me give you some examples of how I've found it to be an add-on tool, and then we'll open this up to questions. I do a weekly group with high school kids here in town who are coming back to get their GED. They're kids who couldn't make it in regular school. Some of them still have ankle bracelets on from crimes that they've been in probation for. Some of them have children at a young age of 16 and 17. Some of them are kicked out of school or homeless or extremely poor or whatever reason, regular education didn't work for them. And they come back and they get their GED and they get some job skills training. And we, my nonprofit, Coaching the Global Village, is part of that. And we incorporate this game at least once a quarter. We check in on their goals. We do things like what's new for 2016? What are you giving up from 2015? What's going to be different? What are the challenges? And if you could imagine a deck of cards before you right now, face down, you have no idea what's on them, and you randomly pick a card, that card has a photograph, and on that photograph is a word. So you might pick authenticity, and the picture may or may not seem to relate to the word, or you might think, oh, what a great card. This is perfect for what's going on in my life right now. Or you might pick a card. Actually, there's a photographic card that looks like Chucky from the movie, a scary little doll type figure, and on that card is the word fear. So you may or may not have some fear right now in your life or your work, or the word in the picture may say, you know, this is what I want to avoid. I used to have fear in my life. It used to lock me up, but now I've overcome it. Or I can see how I'm glad I don't have that. It makes me happy to get this card. I actually had a woman who was 80 years old, a hospice worker here locally, and I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe she got out this card. And when she related to it, she goes, oh, I love this card because this is what I deal with every day with my patients, with the family members of those who are dying, who are on their last few months of life. And it's great to know that this may be what fear looks like, but she was so positive about that card. And I said, that's a perfect example where there are no good cards and there are no bad cards. It's only the perception of the person who chooses them. So if you can imagine, we do this in group settings or with an individual client face down, and then sometimes you might do it face up, where they can see all the cards and actually choose the card that fits for them. It's a whole different response because you get to kind of eschew or avoid the cards you don't want and pick the ones you do want, so it's a different process. And then there's a second coaching skill set called Punctum, P-U-N-C-T-U-M. I think it's a German word or a Hungarian word. I'm not sure. But what it means is the point at which the photograph was taken. So it's kind of the gestalt, the point, the click point of if you were the photographer and you took the picture right then, that's the Punctum. And that card deck has no words on the pictures. There's only 33 cards. And then there are word cards, titles, that go with it that people can pick randomly or you could turn them over. If you pick three cards that represented how you want 2016 to be or five cards, and then what would you call the album? So if you can imagine it being a photographic album, which of the name cards would you put on it? You may put family or purpose or joy or perseverance. And there are words like that. And so that becomes something that becomes embedded for you. And when I do experiences like this with people, even if they haven't bought the card deck, they can take a picture. They can't take the cards with them because I need to keep those. They're quite expensive. But they can take a picture with their cell phone and hang on to it and have that be something that they pull up and do from time to time. I did a training here locally at a yoga center, at a youth center. I did a corporate retreat in Cincinnati with a corporation that does parking lot lights around the United States. That's what they sell. And I did it with their board of directors, and I thought, you know, you're going to think this is strange, but bear with me. And we did an hour and a half experience, and they absolutely loved it. So let me just open it up now to those of you on the call. And as you've heard of me talk about this with my excitement and my passion for something that took me 9 years to open up and use. And let me just say one more thing. So they've sold 200,000 of these games now. It's in 17 languages. And there's a whole story to how it got created and how it's blossomed. But that's why I think it's exciting. It's not some newfound technique. It's a process, which coaching is a process. And it's a tool that doesn't take away from your coaching. It adds to it. If your clients were to buy a deck, they could pull a card a day. Every day they could pull a card. Say, how does that relate to the goals you're working on? Or how does that relate to challenges you're having right now? And I don't mean it to sound like tarot. It's not anything mystical or woogity-boogity like tarot. But it simply is a way to touch the non-spoken, the non-verbal, the intuitive parts of somebody and give a different view of information than I think we normally get. That's why I like it. So any questions from those of you on the call or comments? Can you still hear me, I hope?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Has anybody got a question or a comment from what I've stated so far?
Pat, this is Dan.
Any ideas of how you would like to use it or any confusions as to how you might use it?
Hey, this is Dan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pat, is this something that you would use on an ongoing basis with the client, or more of a every once in a while, or what kind of sequencing do you suggest with this?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think it's one of those things that you have in the background and you pull out once in a while. Like I said, I have had some clients who love it so much in their own decision, they've decided to pull a card right before a coaching call. So they tend to use it as kind of a, kind of like you'd use reading a quote in the morning or an inspirational reading or something like that. So for some people, it's an add-on. It's not something that I would make the umbrella to my coaching. I think it's a once-in-a-while tool. Like if somebody's stuck, and we seem to need a different kind of information, I'll say, you know what? Let's try the points of view right now. And if they're in my office, I can do it right here physically. If there's somebody who is virtual, we would then do it by Skype, and I would, you know, show them a photograph of the card deck and put my finger over it, and they'd say, pick this one. So you can do it virtually. And in the near future, there's going to be a way where you can go on with a password-protected site and kind of shuffle the card decks online like you would a video poker game. But I think it's mostly – I mean, I don't do anything in coaching all the time. So there's no tool or trick or technique. I've got a whole shelf full of card decks, values cards, metaphor explorer. And I think to keep my coaching fresh, just like I did when I was a psychotherapist, I'd have different tools available to me to try something new and different. That's all.
Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Great question. Thank you. Somebody else? Question, curiosity, confusion?
Hi, Pat. This is Christina. Can you hear
me?
Yes,
hello. Yes, I can.
I'm wondering, do you have an example that stands out in your mind of a client that used this that, had a profound experience with it?
Yeah, I do. But if you hear the hesitation in my voice, it's you will get profound experiences and sometimes will touch emotional content with people. And I won't say that's not the goal, but we're not using this as a tool for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will tell you that in the group I did with hospice nurses here in town, we did a group with the nurses, and one of them shared a dream that she had had the night before. And it's interesting because I taught psychology of dreams for 2 years, a couple of decades ago when I was a college professor, maybe 3 decades ago. And she related a story based on the picture she got that was quite meaningful. And it was, she had this dream of hanging sheets on the line, and they were all covered in mud, and torrential rains were coming. And, you know, it ended up being a story about a death that occurred in her family. And that's why she became a hospice worker, to help people through the hard times in life when somebody is near death and you actually get a chance to say goodbye, because the person she lost in her life, she didn't have a chance to say goodbye. It was like that scene of a flood, a downpour, and a drowning. Now, that's not how her loved one died, but that's what the dream meant to her. And there were tears in the group as we did the training, but there was also joy, because she said, this is the first time I've been able to make sense in a new way of the loss that I experienced, and why I'm a hospice worker today to help people through the passage of life to the hereafter in a less painful way than I experienced. So that's a story that I would relate.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those kind of experiences. Mm-hmm. Those are real human, meaningful experiences. But you're also going to get people who just find out, so what this means to me is I'm kind of pushing the river. I keep saying I have this as my goal, I have this as my goal, and this. But you know what this card is telling me is that's not true. It's what I really want to be doing, or what I really want to be focused on is something different. So it can be a positive insight with joyful, gleeful exclamation, or it can be some monumental, that's a little big, but personal or transformative sort of view. So thank you for the question, because you don't know what's going to come up.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Anybody else?
Pat, can you hear me? It's Marlene Boaz.
Yes, I can. You're right next door. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I appreciate this. You know how much I respect what imagery can bring.
Yes.
And I just want to share very quickly, just this weekend as an artist, we had a workshop where writers went and looked at art pieces that we had created and then just wrote from the heart, just spontaneously. And the things that they wrote, and it was so evocative, just from, you know, not like cards like this, which are really great, but just what it brought up, not only from the artist's point of view, but from the writer's point of view, it was really incredible. And I think people really can learn so much that is not verbal, and it unlocks so much.
Absolutely.
So it's so important.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene. It's great to hear your voice again, and thank you for your email earlier today.
Sure.
I think for the creatively minded people, this is a way that kind of unlocks the brain. Like if you're a writer, an artist, but if you're just somebody who feels stuck, or you're willing to see where can you get some new information, that's all this gives you is information. Now, a little quick story of history. The couple who started this training in Israel, one, the woman was a theatrical director and trained in the theater arts, a acting coach, if you will, and a theatrical director. She also ended up getting her master's degree in what was called photographic therapy. So she was a social worker. And these techniques in this game and then these tools are from photographic therapy, not the, like the Rorschach 8-blot test, although it's part of it. But what do people see when they look at a photograph? I used to, with my clients back when I was a psychologist, I'd have them bring family photos, photos of family gatherings, annual Christmas shots, vacation shots, because you could tell a lot. And if they just shared stories about what was in the picture, you'd be amazed at what information you got about the person and how it kind of reconnected them to important times in their life, whether they were positive or not positive. The other part of this that's exciting is that it reaches the right brain with the photograph, but it reaches the left brain with the words and the stories that one reads that go with the picture. That's part of the whole composite of the game. There's a book, as I mentioned, with stories and quotes. There's the photograph. Then there's the word that's on it. Then you get the kind of group response if you're in a group, like what do other people see? What do they notice? If it's just one-on-one, you know, you get your response, the client's response. You might have them write, as Marlene says. It's a different modality of connecting to what's not being discerned at the moment. People can create puzzles, paintings, vision boards. You can draw all kinds. In fact, when I was at a training in New York, we had people the third day create a vision board, and they got to take all kinds of these photographs, plus photographs from magazines, plus markers and crayons and glitter. And just like any other vision board, if you've ever done it, it becomes a composite montage or collage of what you stand for, what you want to create, what you're envisioning. So you can begin to see there's no limit to this. The couple that created this, by the way, and I started to tell you the rest of the story. So her background was theater arts and then photographic therapy. The man who was her partner was in the Israeli military. And he is the softest-hearted, spiritually grounded, wonderful person you could ever meet. And he's also a genius at marketing. So different perception. I would not have had that perception had I not gone to Israel and worked with them and 3 days of silence and workshops in the desert and then 3 days in Jerusalem where we had a different point of view of, you know, that's a whole nother story, which I've written an article about too. But I think the point that I'd like to leave you with is that this is a tool, like if you imagine everything we teach you at ILCT, all the different coaching skills, and we say it goes in your toolbox, and, you know, you begin to coach eventually where you don't even think about it. It's not like driver's ed where you think about all the different nuances of driving a car. Eventually you just do it, and you do it well. But every once in a while, you might want to pull out your hydro tools or your power tools or your soft tools or whatever. So this is one of those tools, and it's not formulaic. That's what's important to me. This is not formulaic. There's different ways you can do this, and if you become a trainer, not a certified trainer like I am, but if you come to my one-day workshop and learn to use it in your professional practice, you'll get access to a website where there's dozens of ways to use these cards. So, you know, let me just say, for those people who are interested in the upcoming training, I need to give you a... Well, you know, I'm going to do it this way. If you're interested in the upcoming training, write me an email quickly because we have a price going up February 10th. And this is a workshop for 12 to 20 people. Just write me at pat@drpatwilliams.com. And if you're interested in any of the materials on my website, because you're on this call today, I'll give you a 25% discount. So if you want anything on there, I'll explain to you what it would be on the website, and then I'll discount it 25% and give you the PayPal link. And I don't do that, again, as sales-oriented, but if you don't have the game, you can't use it. And I think you'll find that it'll gain you clients. It will get excitement about the clients you may have. It may help you do a workshop locally. It'll give you something to do. A very simple process can be taught that's 60 to 90 minutes called an experiential encounter. And even though it's not formulaic, there's a structure to how to engage people in the process, and it's very easy to do and very inspirational for those who participate in it. So I'll just say that it's a good door opener for you to do in your local community or with groups, or maybe where your client, if you have a client from State Farm, you could do it with the whole agency, just as an example. So, any other final questions people may have? If you're interested in this, I told Jack me, I gave you the website for pointsofview.com. If you want more information, write me. We can schedule a conversation. What other questions or comments might you have about this whole concept of points of view and action? Any other final questions or thoughts people have? Okay, well, I appreciate those of you who took time out of your day to come today, and I appreciate those of you who are listening to this recording. If you know other people in ILCT or other people in your environment who might be interested, you know how to contact me or look up for further information. And have a great Martin Luther King Day the rest of the day. There's somebody who worked on points of view and different perceptions, so we celebrate that leader today. And I wish you all a great rest of 2016.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.